We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United. We're here at the AMR studio at Petco Park with 1976 National League Cy Young Award winner Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Aguilar. Got another guy here who can throw the baseball pretty well. James Shields, a.k.a. The Paul Bunyan of baseball.
That's not what's on his mind.
He doesn't want to talk about pitching, does he?
No, he gets one hit. Typical starting point. You get one hit and look at you.
They've been swinging the bat pretty well. Yeah, figured, now we know why.
I figured I got a double last night at one of my former teammates, so I need to rub it in somehow.
Yeah. Oh, that's cruel.
Jason Hamill last night. Yeah, the guy throws four perfect innings, and then that wasn't a cheap double either. That was a legitimately hard-hit ball.
Yeah, it took me about 30 seconds to get to second base, but I got there.
What's for those of us who don't have a stopwatch on us during baseball games, where do we like to see guys get to second base from a time standpoint? If you were 30 seconds, what's good?
Oof.
Like Almonte or Spangenberg, I mean, they're coming into like 27, 28.
Yeah, when you're on the mound, and you know when they're going to be on second, okay?
Never.
Usually, as soon as they hit it, you know if it's a double. You know, if
got it.
You got a pretty good idea where you're backing up.
But that's the thing. You could take 30 seconds to get there because it was a no-doubt double.
Yeah, but you know what?
He's able to cruise into the thing.
But then you give up a hit to him, a six-hopper up the middle. What's that all about?
Yeah.
Did you feel bad?
Well, he
gave him a pitch.
He kind of owed me one.
That's beautiful.
All right.
That's great, man.
I wanted to strike him out, though.
When the former teammates face each other, it's always a fun thing, at least for those guys.
That's good.
At least for those. I don't know that the rest of the team is really all that into it. I guess it depends on the situation, but it's definitely cool for the pitchers. All right, we know the ERA. We know the record, both outstanding, obviously. How are you feeling so far this season?
You know, besides me giving up homers all day, I feel pretty good. Nah, I mean, you know, I feel like I'm pitching well, you know. You know, my main focus every game is to keep my team in the game, give us a chance to win, and you know, hopefully at the end of the day we're going to win ball games. And you know, so far I think I've done pretty decent.
You know, about 10 days ago I mentioned doing the post game show. I mentioned that I don't think I've ever seen somebody that has as good as command outside the strike zone as you have. And I mean that, you know, as a compliment.
Right.
I mean, I'm very, very impressed the way you execute your game plan and your pitches. You know, and you're really impressive. And the key thing is where you might get a little bit of trouble, you get behind 2-0,
right,
3-1. Hey, you're going to throw a strike.
Right.
All right.
No doubt.
Some solo shots have been happening. Fine. But, you know, most of the time, you know, the rumor has it that they fail 7 out of 10 times, right?
Right.
You know, 300 hitter.
Right, exactly.
You know, what's for the squaring up every time you throw one?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's,
you
know, something weird's happening here in Petco, man. It's but no, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those times. I mean, you know, I've thrown balls right down the middle and they swung and missed. I've thrown balls right down the middle, they popped it up, and, you know, and unfortunately, they're squaring it up right now, but it's all good, man.
I just really enjoy watching you because, you know, you have so much confidence in your pitches. You're behind in the count. You know, they're sitting dead red. You're throwing a changeup at them or a little breaking ball. And like you said, your breaking ball was a little bit better, I think, last night than, you know, maybe it had been the last couple of starts.
Yeah,
it was very late.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in Seattle, I felt I had a really good curveball as well. I had, you know, I think my fastball actually has increased in velocity a little bit, you know, going through spring training, all that stuff. But, you know, I think everything's going good
now.
You know, I think I just go out there, compete, and, you know, throw my sleeve out there.
James Shields is with us. He's on the Cholula hot seat. You brought up the home runs. I'll bring up the strikeouts. Those are way up, too. Is that something? I mean, you're leading the National League, for goodness sakes. You had 11 last night. You guys can both talk about this, maybe.
I mean, I can't talk about it.
Weren't a strikeout guy, I know. You like to pitch to contact. But,
that's right.
I mean, is there a point in a game when you're like, okay, you know, this feels like a strikeout kind of game? Because I know getting the out is the main thing. How does that go as you sort of go along?
You know, I've never been one to really care about strikeouts, nor I don't think I ever will. You know, I think my main focus is getting out. I try to get every hitter out within three pitches. I believe if I do that, I'm going to go as deep as I can in the game. And, you know, I want to finish the game. I mean, every time I go out there, I want to go nine, you know. And if you're going to worry about strikeouts, you're definitely not going to be going nine too often. You know, strikeouts will come, you know. And I think when I get to two strikes, I definitely want to try to punch them out.
Of course.
You know, or runner on third with, you know, one out or no outs, I'm going to try to punch a guy out. But other than that, I mean, I don't really try to worry about too much and just go out there and try to make my pitches and execute.
You know, watching you on the mound, though, you know what I like, and I'm watching you pitch, and you throw that perfect, you know, slider off the plate just a little bit, and they take it. They don't swing at it. And I'm going, how do you take that pitch?
You know? Yeah.
And you got to be saying that to yourself sometimes. I mean, you execute the pitch perfectly. You go, how do you not swing?
Well, now that I'm a hitter, you know, I think now that I'm a hitter, I think I say that a lot more now than I did because I'm swinging at them all the time. But, you know, I mean, I think it's just kind of one of those things. I mean, I've always been a type of pitcher. I like to throw middle to out. You know, I don't really like to work out to in. I like to work middle to out. You know, like you said, it's a, you know, if the pitch looks like a strike and it goes out of the zone, there's a good chance they're going to swing at
That's
it.
That's right.
So.
Yeah. All right. James Shields is here. Run support, it has, for most of your starts this year, been outstanding. Not always the case, obviously, with every guy. We talk a lot about, you know, Cashner's sort of been snake-bitten there going back even to last season. Is that discussed among pitchers? Like, when it's just the pitchers, do you guys sit around? I mean, is that something that ever comes up in conversation or just totally out of your control?
You know, I've led the league a bunch of years with least run support in my career, and I've been middle of the pack. You know, I think it just depends on the year, you know.
Yeah.
It depends on your slot. It depends on
– enjoy it. It's wherever your slot is.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on who you're facing.
Any starting pitcher, you got to – 5 years, you've pretty much been in all three of the gambits. You know, you get at the end, every time you look up, it's either 0-0
yeah.
or 1-1.
So what do you say to the guy that's not getting any run support and he gives up two and he feels like, you know, the world is over?
Oh, man. I mean, I feel like if you don't like it, pitch better.
And you're not getting my spot.
Yeah. It's, no, I mean, you just got to hang with it, man. I mean, here's the bottom line. You got to see who you're facing. You know, and you know, you face a guy like Kershaw. You're not going to get, you know, can't give up too many runs. You know, and you know, you got to compete. And all I say, no matter who you're pitching, you got to just outpitch them. You know, doesn't matter who it is, you got to just outpitch them, and that's how you're going to collect wins. You know, for instance, last night, Jason Hamill, he pitched a hell of a game last night, and you know, and I didn't get the win, but I kept us in the game long enough for us to score some runs late in the game off their relievers. So, you know, if you can try to outpitch your opponent, you're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, you keep going seven innings. That's solid. The ball club needs that. You know,
yeah.
I know you want to go nine. I understand that part. But you keep punching guys out, you're not going to see the ninth that often.
No. You definitely – we need to go deeper in the game for sure. We need to give our bullpen a little breather. You know, I'm a big believer in throwing as many innings as we possibly can because at the end of the day, at the end of the year, we want our bullpen as fresh as we possibly can going into the playoffs.
Makes a lot of sense, and spoken like a guy who's been there before and knows what it takes. What about life? I mean, you're a local guy. You signed with the Padres as a free agent in the offseason. That has to make things a little nice this year, huh?
Oh, man. I mean, how beautiful is San Diego?
Yeah.
I drive into the ballpark, and I watch the look at the ocean every day, and I get to go to the beach whenever I want. And
take your skateboard down
there? Yeah, take my skateboard and ride down there a little bit. And
well, I know you're not riding from the house. You better drive.
No, yeah.
I've been on those roads. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, I've been known. I've been known.
In the offseason.
Yeah, the road backers don't like me very much.
I would think.
No, but, I enjoy it. I mean, this is one of the greatest places in our country and in the world, man. And I'm enjoying my time here.
No doubt the family's enjoying it as well.
Oh, my gosh. My kids love it. And
That's great.
You know, everyone loves it, man.
Nice to have everybody in the same place.
One of those best-kept secrets.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that I'm still here. You know, I figured it out a long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
I figured it out. I'm not going nowhere.
You kind of show up here, and you're like, yeah, no, this is good.
Well, if you're mad living in San Diego, there's something seriously wrong with you.
That's the headline right there. All right, Spoony Barger on Twitter, who I don't believe is Tim Spoony Barger, but he wants to know, Mr. Shields, as he asked it, if you've ever met Zach from Saved by the Bell. What's the story here?
Well, somebody told me a while ago that he went to my high school.
Bayside?
Well, I wasn't from Bayside, but he went to my high school growing up, but I'm not really confirmed on that.
Okay.
Because I was kind of an airhead in high school, so, you know, I never really worried about any of that stuff, but he could have gone to my high school. You know, I've never.
He's older than you are.
Yeah, he's older than I am. I don't know by how much, but not too much. But
I feel like he was in his 30s on the show. That's probably not true, but I feel like all those high school shows.
I think he was in his 20s. I think he was in his early 20s. But
We'll look into this for you.
Maybe you'll run into him in the reunion when you go back to your
high school.
Yeah. James Shields.
Yeah, no, I've never met him.
Okay.
So, no.
Blooper, can you look into that for us?
I'll give it a shot.
All right, thank you. He's an expert researcher. He'll find out what's going on there. Love James Shields and his Paul Bunyan baseball bat here.
That's what we're going to be using tonight against the Cubbies.
I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, man.
If you can't sacrifice bunt with that, we got to talk.
If I see a hitter that has this size of bat, I'm going to be pretty scared.
As I say, yeah. A lot of off-speed pitches. Just leave it all down.
I love it.
All right, man. Thanks for stopping by. Congrats on the great start.
Yeah,
to the
absolutely.
Season.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that's James Shields on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. Big thank you to James Shields for stopping by. More Padres Social Hour right after this.